A few nights ago, God gave me an awful dream where he allowed me to feel something of what a soul in purgatory might feel like when they stand before the judgment, the weight of all the things that they've failed to do. The feeling was so intense that when I woke up, I still felt like I was in the moment. Now I'm currently in Ireland staying at the beautiful Drummond Hotel, and downstairs they have a wonderful St. Joseph Oratory Chapel. I went downstairs and prayed for several hours because it was so intense. And what it brought up was a conversation that I had had with someone about the one thing that very few Catholics know about that we cannot bring into heaven. We're going to talk about that in today's video. Now, when we talk about purgatory, we know that everyone in purgatory is saved. And the things that you cannot bring into heaven are repented venial and mortal sins that you have not finished atoning for. You cannot bring in their faults or defects or things that God has called you to do in your mission that you have failed to do. Any debts, you cannot bring that in there. All of these things have to be dealt with in purgatory. And many people know this. So they pray prayers to make reparation and all these types of things. They confess their sins, that they do all these types of things. But through a series of conversations that I was having with someone, something came up that was so amazing. Now, I knew it in some way, but I'd never heard it put in this way. And this is what they said. So God was revealing to them their wounds. And Jesus told them very specifically. Now, by the way, this person that I was having a conversation with, they're the same person that was the inspiration for the video you may have watched about beast sins. Now, beast sins are those, quote, sort of lower sins that we commit, that if we do not convert from those tendencies, we're going to have to deal with that in the lower parts of purgatory. So what Jesus was revealing to them was that the wounds that they had cannot enter heaven. Wounds cannot enter heaven. We must deal with those here on earth, or they will be dealt with in purgatory. Now, I want to talk about what these wounds could be, how we can identify them, and how we can deal them. So these wounds, most of the time and most likely, are going to be things that we experience while we were children, things that happen in our families, things having to do with mostly relationships with our father, with our mother, with our siblings. It could be even trauma that we've experienced. All of these wounds, psychological, emotional, spiritual, even physical, we have to deal with them. We cannot just simply arrive at the judgment and expect for them to be magically healed. That's not how it works. We have to work those out here on earth. So first of all, that's what they may be. Things that we've experienced in our lives that we have. And most of us can clearly identify, I have a wound of this, or I have a father wound or a mother wound or something like that. Or I had something happen when I was a child, or even something that happened when you were older. So those are what wounds would be. That's what I'm talking about. Secondly is, how can we more clearly identify them? So along with just observing them and being aware of the things that have happened in our life, we also need to ask our Lord to reveal these wounds to us. A lot of times we live lives that are comfortable, that don't interact with these wounds. So it seems like we're healed, kind of like a person that never runs or never climbs mountains or never does anything and thinks they're in shape because they never sweat and they're never breathing heavy. The reality is you're just sitting on the couch a lot and you're not challenging yourself at all. And that's why you feel great. The truth is you're not in shape and you really have a lot of work to do. It's the same thing with our wounds. We often place ourselves in comfortable situations where we are never challenged. So the first thing that we have to do, we have to, at the very least, ask Our Lady and ask our Lord Jesus to, through the normal events of our lives, to reveal to us our wounds. This is typically what's going to happen. So God will send you people that will remind you of your father, your mother, your sibling, and that other person that hurt you, or whoever it is, or however it is that these wounds came up. God will send you the ordinary circumstances of life to reveal these wounds to you. God can also reveal these wounds to you through things that you read, through deep prayer, etc. That's how you can kind of more specifically identify what this wound is. Now that takes us to, how are we going to deal with these wounds? But before I get into that, I do want to reveal to you some of the reasons why I'm here in Ireland. So first of all, it's for vacation. Second, to see friends. But third, one of the most incredible things and reasons why I'm here is for the first worldwide Marian procession that's going to be happening on June 13th. It's the anniversary of one of the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima. This is being organized by people here in Derry. It's been supported by the local church. It's an absolutely incredible event that is literally worldwide. There are over 130 something parishes throughout the world that will be doing these Eucharistic Marian processions in union with them. The purpose of this is to bring about conversions and to bring about a flood of graces. And one of the things that they'll be doing, they'll be distributing tens of thousands of sacramentals, medals, St. Benedict medals, St. Benedict oils, and all other types of blessed and exercise oil to give out healing. The other day I was helping my friends that are organizing some of this to fill these up. So I'm kind of showing some scenes of this right now. If you are in Ireland at this point, you need to come. It will be happening on June 13th in Derry. Here's information. Come and check it out. Now back to how to heal these wounds. All of these circumstances that we are being given in our life are to show us that we have wounds or what these wounds are and perhaps where they come from. Now, the beautiful thing is dealing with these wounds in purgatory will be extraordinarily painful and an awful experience. But dealing with them here on earth is going to be incredibly beautiful because the only real way to heal them is to bring them to deep prayer. Vocal prayer alone cannot heal wounds. That is too superficial. You have to take these wounds and speak with them heart to heart in contemplative and meditative silent prayer with Jesus, I would say before the Blessed Sacrament, preferably exposed if possible. You need to talk to him in a deeply personal level. It's not enough to just know the faith. It's not enough to know the faith well. It's not enough to pray words well. We have to have a deeply personal relationship with Jesus where we speak to him from the pain of those wounds and inviting his wounds into ours. What might that look like? For instance, let's say that as a child, you were abused. One way to deal with it in prayer is to go back into some of those memories. That will be painful, but it will be difficult for it to be not painful at all. You have to do that. Go back into those memories and invite Jesus into them to heal them, to bring his healing light, to bring light into that dark part of your heart and soul. Although at first it will be painful, over time, you will get accustomed to that. It will begin healing and you will actually begin experiencing joy where formerly there was fear, pain, trauma, and other negative emotions. Now, what's important about healing wounds is that typically our defects, our faults, and all the negative and bad things that we have and experience are rooted in our wounds. In fact, some people, especially those that work in deliverance, will say that demons hide in your wounds. They know you have them, somehow they can see them, and they take advantage of them to gain power over you. So as you heal your wounds, your sanctity will grow, your gifts will manifest, your love for others and for God will increase, your entire life will become much more beautiful. And on top of all that, on top of having a significantly more beautiful life, you won't have to deal with them in purgatory. You will become a saint here on earth, which is what you need to do to enter heaven. My friends, you cannot take your wounds into heaven. You have to deal with them here on earth or in purgatory. The choice is yours. Do not be afraid to go into deep, silent prayer where Jesus will encounter you, where the Blessed Mother will encounter you, and they will pour from their hearts into your wounded heart to heal you of whatever you have. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.